Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and about next week's show in Las Vegas, starring Carl Castle and Wayne Newton together in the same stage for one night only. Ticket information is at Ticketmaster.com or at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sam Shannon from Madison, Wisconsin.
And what do you do there in Madison?
I'm a project manager for a power supply company.
Power supply? So, I mean, I'm going to guess you supply power.
Superpowers.
Superpowers. You supply superpowers. That's cool. Can I get one?
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Sam, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yep.
Here's your first limerick.
To update our status, we're keen. Balmoral is where one has been. Relations are stated as quite complicated. On Facebook, be friends with the...
Notice the regal British accent.
Queen.
Yes. Happy news, everybody. The Queen of England is finally on Facebook, which in England is the equivalent of everybody's mom joining Facebook simultaneously. Everybody's frantically updating their privacy settings and de-tagging pictures of themselves wasted. It's fun to be the queen. She can play Farmville with actual farms. And she's already had 435 subject requests. We are poking you. Status, we are so wasted. Here is your next limerick.
At this Hadron Colliding rig thing, the fat lady in her wig sang. We used ions of lead since those protons were dead. And now we've just had a...
Big Bang.
Yes, indeed. Exciting development at CERN in Switzerland this week. And before I go on, Carl, was that your Swiss accent that you just did? That was great.
Do they say thang in Switzerland?
I guess they do now. Anyway, scientists used the Large Hadron Collider to simulate the beginnings of the universe, creating a mini Big Bang. That's what they call it, a mini Big Bang. It's the jumbo shrimp of high energy physics. Just call it a little bang, a mini bang. The important thing is that they don't give a stupid name to the black hole they're going to make that will destroy the universe next week. Here is your last limerick.
We carnivores clap and stomp feet at meals without veggies or wheat. The sight of raw flesh leaves us happy and fresh. We calm right down when we see...
meat.
Right! Looking at meat calms you down. That's the word from scientists at McGill University's School of Advanced Meat Watching. It's not really called that. Researchers say meat eases the mind because it reminds us of mealtimes, surrounded by friends and family. Whatever the explanation, it's clearly a good idea to replace that soothing little electric waterfall in your office with a calming meatfall.
Would that work on small children, I wonder?
Like waving, red meat in front of them?
Yeah, it's bedtime, okay, you guys, settle down. You just got to bring out the meat tray.
Yeah. Everybody kiss your sirloin goodnight. No, I don't see that. Carl, how did Sam do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on Sam's voicemail.
Well done. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thanks for playing.